USA Radio News.
China wants 10 small Pacific nations to endorse a sweeping agreement covering everything from security to fisheries. One leader warns it's a game-changing bid by China to gain control of the region. A draft of the agreement obtained by the Associated Press shows China wants to train Pacific police officers, team up on traditional and non-traditional security, and expand law enforcement cooperation. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is continuing her efforts to shore up the legal right to an abortion if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. Whitmer signed an executive order on Wednesday requiring state departments and agencies to increase protections for reproductive health care. In some cases, it bars them from cooperating with other states or local communities. Whitmer is also challenging the state's dormant ban on abortion in the courts. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Several Biden administration officials are spending time in the Middle East. Reporter Lance Pry tells us why.
Two of President Biden's senior advisors are on a secret trip to Saudi Arabia for talks about a possible arrangement between Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Egypt, a deal to increase oil production. White House Middle East Coordinator Brett McGurk and State Department's Energy Envoy Amos Hochstein arrived in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. If positive results come about, a trip by President Biden to the region will be put together by the end of June. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is discouraging immigrants from coming to the U.S. border. His statement comes just days after a judge in Louisiana temporarily blocked the Biden administration from lifting Title 42. It's a Trump-era immigration policy that allows for the speedy expulsion of foreign nationals at the border under pandemic conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Abbott Nutrition plans to reopen its Michigan plant on June 4th with initial batches of baby formula being released to consumers a few weeks later. Abbott said it will prioritize production of special formulas for babies with allergic and digestive disorders. The Sturgis facility has been shuttered since February after a contamination concern surfaced. The company has denied any illnesses came from their batch. The company said consumers should start seeing the product on store shelves around June 20th. The lack of security at the U.S. southern border continues to be a major problem.
At a Senate hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray is questioned by Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins about border security or lack thereof leading to an influx of illegal drug trafficking, addiction, and violence in the United States.
Transnational criminal organizations in Mexico enlisting the help of gangs and other organizations here in the U.S. to distribute the drugs, and there's violence over turf, over distribution routes, etc.
Director A says the FBI is playing a big role in addressing drug trafficking at the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a jury in Portland, Oregon has convicted a self-published romance novelist who wrote an essay titled How to Murder Your Husband of fatally shooting her husband 4 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.